Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleague Thaddeus McCotter, writing an American greatness about DOGE, D-O-G-E, the Department of Government Efficiency. Great deal of attention in these last weeks because DOGE is advanced by two popular charismatic figures in the Republican camp. Elon Musk, the richest man in the solar system, and he means to die on Mars, and Vivek Ramaswamy, the outspoken candidate for the presidency early in the campaign, who is now a colorful surrogate for the Trump administration anywhere he goes. However, DOGE is a completely new entity, except that I learned from Thaddeus it's not so new and it's not complete. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. The golden oldie, what was the Grace Commission and what was its job? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. It was a commission set up to define and determine what would be the most efficient way to provide government services, to eliminate wasteful, duplicitous, fraudulent spending, and protect the taxpayer's purse. It was under the Reagan administration. It was a non-governmental advisory committee in the sense that it was not statutorily created, but it was presidential commission that was supposed to look into those matters. It provided recommendations. And in the end, most people don't remember it because a lot of the policies and proposals that were put forward simply were not acted upon. You had those were years when you had a Democratic House, and every now and again, the Senate would flip a little bit, but it was very difficult to get anything through. The hope is that the Department of Government Efficiency, the DOGE, if you will be far more effective. And yet, even within its initial incarnation, we're seeing there's some questions about what type of policies will it pursue. We know that they're talking about reductions, which are very important to eliminate the redundancies within government. But the question is, where is their authority coming from? Is it simply because it has Donald Trump's ear, that it has the ear of members of the House and Senate, perhaps? Is it going to be done through executive order? Is it going to be done through legislation? And everything we're hearing, John, right now is an intense focus, as you would expect from business people, about numbers, about reducing, about slashing, about eliminating. And the reason that I wrote my piece was I believe that that's all necessary. But we find out that the bureaucracy is unfortunately very resilient, John. And if you eliminate all these jobs and you cut all this spending, eventually if you get a Democratic Congress again and or a Democratic president, you'll wind up seeing it creeping back. The spending will increase. The jobs will come back. What you need to do is to remember that reduction is not synonymous with reform. What you really need to do is look at the policy goals of any entity that remains and try to make sure that it is put forward on the concept of subsidiarity, which allows the lowest level that can handle an issue to do so, starting with the individual sovereign citizen. And then if they can't, you work your way up. If you can reform it on that basis in a way that helps empower people so that our social safety net is not a snare, it is a trampoline back to self-sufficiency, and there's dignity and self-respect of being basically your own person rather than a governmental dependent, I think we'd have gone a long way to implementing the very type of reduction and reform that is potentially possible.
I want to understand what the Grace Commission achieved and how it was reversed. You apply yourself to an agency, let's say the Department of Education, and you identify programs where the spending is now considered unwise by some. you eliminate that program. You think you do, but you don't really. You eliminate the funding for the program. All the way back at the legislation, as I've come to understand, it is written sometimes to be interpreted, often to be interpreted by the administrative agency that it aims at, the Department of Education, and a lot of subdivisions. So having not addressed the original legislation or the way it was interpreted by the department, eliminating the money doesn't eliminate anything, if I understand what you're saying.
Well, it can. It can eliminate it. It can eliminate it potentially, but it could also lay the groundwork that it can come right back and be recreated through other grants of legislative authority. It can be done through potentially executive order. It can be done through a variety of means. Simply eliminating the jobs does not mean they can't come back under a new administration, under a new Congress. What you really want to do, the best way to do it, is through legislation, through executive order, particularly through legislation, not only to eliminate the departments that are redundant, duplicative, wasteful, fraudulent spending that they generate. What you want to do is look at the policy goal. For example, Robert Kennedy was a very good example, and Jack Kemp picked up on this with his progressive conservative movement, is to look at empowering the individual recipient of governmental assistance to allow them to control it, to handle that, to get the sense that it's theirs, to get the sense of dignity, to get the sense of personal empowerment, to grow forward, to cut out the middleman that controls their lives and the federal bureaucracy that dictates them and turns them into wards and dependents. Those are the types of policy outcomes that you want to change and reverse, and you have to do that through changes in the overarching goals of the legislation and within the legislation that created these agencies. That's what I mean by fundamental reform. Change the goal of the entity, and you can also save money in doing that and eliminate the middleman and cut out those jobs. But if you just simply eliminate the jobs, leave the statutory in place or the executive orders in place or the combination of the two, or if you as well look at some of the problems that you're going to have dealing with a lot of these governmental contracts between government, labor unions, and the executive branch, you're going to see it's going to be very difficult to continue, but it is not impossible. But it has to be two. It has to be reductions and reforms of those entities that you believe are still necessary. Because, John, if we looked at it, simply cutting off government funding or cutting government jobs, there would be heartless people who could make an argument that you could wind up not providing general assistance to people or earned income tax credits or others. But we also don't want to see people starving in the American streets simply because it's cost benefit. It's effective as a cost benefit matter, do we?
You need Congress. Congress and it would reverse its own open-ended legislation.
Congress passes statutes all the time, John. And when a statute is not written in stone, a statute can be superseded by other later statutes that are passed later.
Well, that would be the most difficult job of all, to get Congress as evenly divided as it is in the House.
Well, it's still evenly divided in the Republicans' favor in the House, and it's still evenly divided in the Republicans' favor in the Senate, and it's still in Republican hands come January. So I think you're in a very good position. Again, if it's not going to be easy, it's a political process. This is one of the reasons you can't run government like a business, although I think it's good that we try. It's an entirely different beast. And so you have to make sure that when you put forward the reforms, if you're going to get legislation through the Congress to try to eliminate and reduce a lot of these agencies, you should also take the time to reform the ones that are still there.
Thaddeus McCotter writing in American Greatness, reminding us of the Grace Commission that I'd forgotten about, and that is the lesson. And DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, yet to reduce its first episode to a simple to explain what did you accomplish. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.